الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on hope, باب الرجاء. Today we'll do two short ahadith inshallah in this chapter. عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل الصلوات الخمس كمثل نهر جار غمر على باب أحدكم يغتسل منه كل يوم خمس مرات. As Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the similitude of the five times daily salah is like that of an abundantly flowing river at your door in which you bath five times a day. Such a beautiful example Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given in this example, in this hadith, is that a person that is performing his five times daily salah, it's as though he's got a high flow river that is running at his door, and he's taking a bath in it five times a day. Imagine a person bathing five times a day. You think any dirt will remain on this person? So Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, clemency, kindness is such that the person that is performing his salah five times a day, it's as though Allah Ta'ala is bathing him, Allah Ta'ala is washing him. It's as though he's taking a bath, in other words, Allah Ta'ala is bathing him, washing him of his gunas. So this is the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He's coming for namaz, and in this process, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is washing his gunas away. So therefore, it's like a person taking a bath five times a day in not just a normal river, in never this flowing with a good flow. This is the type of a wash he'll get, a good wash. So like that, the person just coming for his salah. We must believe it that Allah Ta'ala is forgiving our sins. This is the kindness and clemency, mercy. Actually, we have to obey the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala under all circumstances, whether it's cold, hot, early or late, whether it's winter or summer, it doesn't matter what the condition is. We have to fulfill the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But this is just the kindness, clemency, mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that we fulfilling His command, and simultaneously Allah Ta'ala is giving us a auto valley, and He's washing us from all the gunas that we have committed. Ulama of the opinion that this refers to our small gunas. Obviously the big gunas, the major sin, person has to turn into tawbah. He has to cry and turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in tawbah, and then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will forgive him. With regards to this bathing five times a day, there's an ayat of the Quran also that gives some types of indication, very similar to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala says, establish salah at the two ends of the day, and in the early hours of the night, surely good deeds erase bad deeds. This is a reminder for the mindful. Allah Ta'ala made it such that you're doing good deeds in His kindness, that together with you doing your good deeds and getting rewarded for your good deeds, together with that Allah Ta'ala is also washing away our gunas and our sins. This is also from the favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One more hadith. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Ma min rajulin muslimin yamutu fayakumu ala janazatihi arba'una rajulan la yushrikuna billahi shay'a illa shaffa'ahumullahu fihi, rawahu Muslim. Allah Ta'ala is so kind that in our life, whilst we're doing good deeds, Allah Ta'ala is forgiving, washing us, washing our gunas away. And now you find that after a person passes away, Allah Ta'ala is still looking for more and more excuses, so to speak, to wash a person's gunas, to wash a person's sins away. Look at this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that when a Muslim man passes away and 40 people who do not ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, 40 Muslims. 40 Muslims, 40 people who do not ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attend his funeral. Allah ta'ala accepts the intercession in his favor. Just 40 people are present in the person's janazah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the intercession on behalf of this person. Now think about it logically. What did he have to do in terms of getting those 40 people there? He passed away. Allah ta'ala sent those 40 people. But yet, the fact that 40 were present, because of 40 being present, Allah Ta'ala is forgiving him. This is the kindness, clemency and mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In another hadith it comes, the number 100 is mentioned. This hadith is mentioned 40, Muslim Sharif rewired. Another hadith it comes 100, while the third hadith mentions three rows of people, three safs. Therefore you find that sometimes in a janazah, that even though everyone can fit in one saf, we try and make it three, five, seven, we try for odd numbers. We see in one hadith it comes that if the three rows are present in a person's janazah, then his intercession is made. So therefore we try to make it smaller stuff to get three, so that it ties up with the hadith in the hope that this person's gunas, whoever it is that passes away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must forgive his gunas. Qadi Iyad rahmatullah alayhi said that these ahadith were replies to questions posed to people. Somebody asked about the virtues of 40 people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned with regards to 40. Someone asked another with regards to 100 people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave that reply. And yet another asked with regards to 3 rows. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the clear tidings of forgiveness. In each case, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi explained that it's possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initially informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the virtue in the case of 100 people, and gradually the amount was lessened. Another possible explanation is that the various versions are not restricted to a single number, but refer to a large number of people. According to some scholars, there is greater hope that Allah Ta'ala will accept intercession on behalf of the deceased if more righteous people attend his funeral. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making our life such that when we pass away, the people are attracted to come to a person's funeral. You see, a person who is a pious person, when he passes away, then automatically Allah Ta'ala puts it in the heart of people. Even if it's far, even if it's late at night, you'll find people will still go there because of the actions that he person did in his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attracts people like a magnet to attend his janazah. So therefore, if we live our life such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that upon our death, people also will be attracted to come for the janazah. But our niyat must be such that we're doing it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is his clemency, his kindness, his mercy, that even after a person is gone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so to speak, looking for excuses to forgive us. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.